Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting third. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Benjamin. Batting ninth. The DH, Mitra Cummings. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Pedro Martinez. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting seventh. The DH, Mark Whiten. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Borders. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dwight Gooden. And now, play ball. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Borders and he is safe. Lewis steals second. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg hits a line drive towards short. Vizquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gooden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Vizquel bunts in front of the plate. Hatberg picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hatberg. Lofton scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Vizquel moves to second. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. O'Leary hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatberg hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Benjamin strikes out. Two outs. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cummings hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Bragg. Whiten reaches second base with a double. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Borders hits a line drive into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Martinez. Whiten moves to third. David Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whiten tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3. With the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 0-for-1 in the game. Garciaparra hits a line drive beyond third. Freiman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garciaparra moves to second. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. Garciaparra moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2. And the Red Sox won. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thome takes first base on ball 4. Travis Freiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Freiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Freiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 1 in the game. Benjamin is hit by the pitch. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Benjamin. The throw from Borders and he is safe. Benjamin steals second. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cummings is 0 for 1 in the game. Cummings takes first base on ball 4. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lewis strikes out. 2 outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 0 for 2 in the game. Bragg hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whiten hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Giles moves to second. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Borders is 0 for 1 in the game. Borders strikes out. 1 out. David Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Giles moves to third. Whiten moves to second. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Garciaparra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary hits a line drive towards third. Fryman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Freeman is 0-for-2 in the game. Freeman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy moves to second. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Giles hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hatberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to second. One out. Mike Benjamin, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Benjamin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Benjamin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Giles. Benjamin reaches second base with a double. Valentin scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Mitra Cummings, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cummings is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cummings takes first base on ball 4. Eric Plunk now pitching. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lewis is hit by the pitch. Benjamin moves to third. Cummings moves to second. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bragg is 0-for-3 in the game. Bragg hits a line drive beyond first. Tommy can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Benjamin scores. Cummings scores. Lewis moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garciaparra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garciaparra hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Martinez. Whiten moves to second. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Borders is 0-for-2 in the game. Borders strikes out. 1 out. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Garciaparra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whiten scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hatberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatberg hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Giles. Hatberg reaches second base with a double. Mike Benjamin batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Benjamin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Benjamin hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cummings is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cummings hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Lewis hits a line drive into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hatberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thome is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Thome strikes out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fryman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bragg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bragg hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nomar Garcia-Para batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Garcia-Para is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Movon batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Vaughn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valentin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Vaughn moves to third. O'Leary moves to second. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hatberg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hatberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. O'Leary scores. Valentin moves to second. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Benjamin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Derek Lowe now pitching. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Whiten hits a line drive off the glove of Benjamin, and into shallow right field. Whiten reaches second base with a double. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Borders is 0-for-3 in the game. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Branson pinch hits for David Bell. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a line drive beyond short. Garcia Parra can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Whiten moves to third. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Hatberg and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whiten scores. Lofton scores. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Hatberg and he is safe. Vizquel steals second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-4 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Branson now playing second base. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cummings is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cummings hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Lewis hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bragg hits a line drive beyond short. Vizquel can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Garcia Parra is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Garcia Parra hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Valentin, and into shallow left field. Freeman reaches second base with a double. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Giles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freeman scores. It's 10-7, Red Sox. Tom Gordon now pitching. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Whiten is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Whiten hits a pop-up towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shawn Dunston pinch hits for Pat Borders. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra misplays the ball. That's an error on Garcia Parra. Giles moves to second. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Branson is 0 for 1 in the game. Branson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.